The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Seeing that many others have undertaken to draw up accounts of the events that have taken place among us, exactly as these were handed down to us by those who from the outset were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word, I in my turn, after carefully going over the whole story from the beginning, have decided to write an ordered account for you, Theophilus, so that your excellency may learn how well founded the teaching is that you have received. Jesus, with the power of the Spirit in him, returned to Galilee, and his reputation spread throughout the countryside. He taught in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. He came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as he usually did. He stood up to read, and they handed him the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. Unrolling the scroll, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord has been given to me, for he has anointed me. He has sent me to bring the good news to the poor, to proclaim liberty to captives and to the blind new sight, to set the downtrodden free, to proclaim the Lord's year of favor." He then rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the assistant, and sat down. And all eyes in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to speak to them. "This text is being fulfilled today, even as you listen." The Gospel of the Lord. An abiding memory that will always be with me from Penzance Midnight Mass here is when we get to the psalm after the first reading, and David goes,
"Today a Saviour has been born to us, he is Christ the Lord."
It's a different start to the homily, isn't it? Today. I just want to look at the word today, because it just struck me, that's the one thing I will take away, born today. Today, an important word. Because today matters. Yesterday's gone, and you can't change it or alter it. Tomorrow isn't yet, and may not be. That's what we never know. And for some, it won't be. But now, it's today. And Luke, in this year of Luke, has a sevenfold use of today. Just in the same way that St. John has the seven I am sayings, and of course that there's a link between the two, because it's the divine name, it's the ever-present I am. Not I was in the past, not I will be in the future, but I am. And that's what Jesus said, "I am," you remember them, "the way, the truth, the life, the light of the world, the bread of life, the good shepherd, the door." Now, he's saying, now, I am those things. Well, Luke, there's a connection there, because throughout Jesus' life, seven times you get today. Obviously, the first one is the one that we've sung, because it's when the angels come to the shepherds and they proclaim that psalm response, "Today is born to you in the city of David a Saviour who is Christ the Lord." And it's Luke almost saying, today, you've got the fulfillment of the whole of the Old Testament in the promise of a Messiah. Well, today he's born for you in the city of David in Bethlehem. And then when Jesus goes to John for baptism, and as you may remember in Luke, he's at prayer afterwards, but the voice comes from heaven, "You are my son, today I have begotten you. My favor rests on you." Some of the translations don't give the bit about begotten you, but most of them do, and it's there. Today I have begotten you, today you are my son. As it were, Jesus is confirmed in who he is today, and the Spirit comes upon him. That Spirit, who in a few weeks' time, we shall hear, drove him into the wilderness, goes to Nazareth, where he was brought up, in the power of the Spirit. And he speaks to them, of course, today. This text has been fulfilled even as you listen. So in a sense, with the appearance of Jesus, the year of salvation has dawned, is what it's saying in that reading from Isaiah, today. But it's equally so for us today. We need to see the signs of that kingdom. So we need to see where the good news is brought to the poor, where release is proclaimed to the prisoners, where sight is given to the blind, where the oppressed are liberated. When he goes on with some of his healings, after the one of the man where they took the roof off and dropped him down at the feet of Jesus, it says this in St. Luke, they praise God and were filled with awe, saying, we've seen incredible things today. And then today is mentioned twice when he goes to Zacchaeus. I've always had a sort of sympathy with Zacchaeus because, of course, he was a little man too. And he couldn't see, so he climbed the tree, as you know. And when we were in Jericho a few years, on the two occasions we've been, there is the reputed tree that Zacchaeus climbed, and I stood underneath it. They took pictures of me. And so, anyway, when he comes to Zacchaeus, Jesus says, today I'm coming to your house. But you see, it's important, because during that time with him, Zacchaeus is totally changed. And he says, I'll give back half what I've stolen from them to the poor, and I'll do. And he's totally changed. And Jesus says, today, salvation has come to this house. And the last time it's used is, you may remember, on the cross. And the repentant thief says, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And he says, today, I tell you, you will be with me in paradise. So it's immediately today where we are. And that's the important thing. And you could almost see that sevenfold use of the today as linking with the seven sacraments. And then what happened at that time and through Jesus happens today. So today, as you come through either of the doors, the water is there to remind you of you are reborn in baptism. But it's that today. Today, anointed with the Spirit, anointed because in our baptism we're anointed, in our confirmation we're anointed. And it's a reminder, also say, that baptism there, so important when the Spirit comes upon us. And it's the Spirit that comes upon the gifts. As I spread my hands, let your Spirit come upon these gifts. Today, now, here, not yesterday, it happened yesterday, not tomorrow, today. That happens because Jesus is here with us. Today, our guilt is forgiven. Every time we come to Mass, we don't necessarily go to this reconciliation, but it's the sacrament there, always available for you. But we acknowledge our sins. We receive those words, may Almighty God forgive us our sins. Our guilt forgiven, as it were, there. And of course, as we come to hear the word of God, Lord, thy word abideth, as we're listening and experiencing the celebrating the death, the resurrection of Jesus, we're already transported to paradise. You remember in the autumn I was speaking to you at the dedication how our churches here represent the heavenly Jerusalem, but here on earth. But that's part of paradise. And the eternal life that I'm forever saying that we begin in our baptism is not severed and ended in death. Today, you will be with me in paradise, he says. So those important stages of Jesus' life that Luke brings that into is for us to today. And it's also known in the Psalms, and one of the Psalms that we're given in the divine office, the first actually of the day, Psalm 94 or 95, whichever numbering you follow, has, "Oh, that today you had listened to his voice, harden not your hearts." That's why we listen to the voice of God, and we hope you're taking it in, not just what I'm saying to you, but what's read to us, what you can take away in the newsletter, reflect on again. Because the God who spoke in the past speaks today in the liturgy. That's why it's important to come to Mass, to be here, because the Lord is here today. And when we come, we've got to be like Zacchaeus. We've met the Lord. He's come to our house today. "Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof." "No, Lord, but come because you say so." We're transformed like Zacchaeus by his word. So that every Sunday's Eucharist is a bit like today in the synagogue in Nazareth. But in this world, the church is now today the mystical body of Christ, which the second reading picked up. And we need to look for that signs of his kingdom and kingship. But also our first reading, as Ezra told the people at the end of that reading, this is a day, today, to rejoice. And in this midst of this world's turmoil and trouble and all the things that we're to sing in our communion hymn, "Sweet Sacrament of Peace, Sweet Sacrament of Rest." Here we can bring all the troubles, all the strains, all the stresses to that sweet sacrament divine. So today, here and now, in this year of mercy, the Lord is with his people. We belong to him. Isaiah's text has been read, and today it's fulfilled even as we listen.